Okay, Deepak Chopra talk. He's talking about, like, last year I gave you the evolution of the human, of everybody goes through the same evolution, right? The 20-year life cycles. First chakra develops, you know, one to three, second chakra develops, or two to, you know, that whole thing, and what happens in your family, and how you get, and how basically society and family and everything, and you betray your soul until finally it's too painful, and then you finally something happens. You have that that moment of grace, as Eckhart Tolle talks about, where you went to somebody, some stupid friend of yours brought you to a yoga class, and you had this, like, it's like, whoa, what happened? You had this awakening, you know, and you're like, wow, I just had an experience of being so much more than I've ever thought. And so that gets you, that drives you into that. And so we have this awakening, and what he's showing in here in the book is that there are stages of these levels of awakening. And the first one is just, the first one is to realize that you live in survival as a human being. You've gone through that whole process. You've reached your aha moment in your midlife crisis, and now the soul starts becoming more important. Now, at this point, you're ready to move from survival to the second chakra, which is striving. Okay? And we're going to talk about each of these levels. But he's saying that everybody has to go through these. Every saint didn't start at the seventh level, sixth level, or fifth level, or the fourth level, or even the third level. Third levels are saints, right? You know, nobody starts there. They all start in survival. We all start. Karen May says, your self-esteem is earned. Okay? Nobody comes in the world with self-esteem. You earn your self-esteem. And I think babies come in with self-esteem because they don't, it's like they're not separated. But as soon as you lose yourself, there's no self-esteem whatsoever. So you earn your self-esteem, right? So that whole process that I showed you last year about how you evolve, okay, and how every human being you know, and why it's so important to have compassion for people, because there isn't a person on the planet that didn't betray themselves, didn't do that process, and doesn't have to go through the exact same thing as everybody else. We all do it. And somebody in the other room asked, well, if you're doing the course when you're in your 20s, does that negate, you know, this happening? And no, it doesn't. You still have that drive to marry the wrong person. You still have the drive to recreate your parents' childhood in these other dimensions. All that happens is that you catch the pattern faster. So it does help infinitely if you do this in your 20s or 30s, but ultimately you're still going to have to come to some level of you have to work through these pieces of your life. Okay, so all of those things have to happen. The relationships, the children, or the not children, I'm not having children, whatever it is that you do, it's all playing out until you finally get tired of the unconscious vows to be like or not like your parents. Because those are still running the show. And it just takes maturity. And maturity is how much soul you're being able to let in. And there's certain things you have to go through to let more soul in. And some of them are your relationships, your family, your work, all these things that have to happen. So Chopra takes it to the next level here. This is why you get it this year. So what I noticed when I was reading this, I was like, oh, so this is everyone who's ever become a master has gone through this process. They have lived in survival and been in the pain of unconsciousness. And then they've had some kind of an awakening that then lets them realize that there's more. And that I can be more, and there's even more. So the first more is just I can make more money. Right? So I don't have to, I can break the mold of my family a little bit and do something different. I can, you know, so moving from survival to the second level is going to be just sort of some sort of realization, like, oh, you know, it's kind of like going in the hierarchy of needs. You know, there's survival, and then there's pleasure, right? Isn't that the second one? So the second chakra is pleasure, the pleasure of sort of doing something just for me, just that I'm realizing there's a me. Whereas when you're down in the first chakra, there's just the tribe. It's just the survival of the tribe, and I can't betray the tribe, and it's war, and God, as he talks about, is a punishing God, right? You either do what the tribe tells you to do, if you believe that if you're bad, that you're gonna have no money, that all of a sudden your money's gonna get taken away from you, you worship the God of the first chakra. That's it. If you think that you're getting punished for what you do, okay, financially, or you're ostracized by the group, or you're being rejected, or I've got a divorce because of what I did, or whatever. It's like you worship that God. Okay, when you move up to the next level, we're moving up to another level, sort of like now we worship the God of sort of if I'm good, if I'm better, if I'm not good to God, but if I'm more, if I drive myself more, if I take more responsibility inside to better myself, to better the world, to do things so the new corporations, 90% of the corporations or 90% of the people on the planet live in the first chakra. Okay, that's 90 or more. Okay, 5% live in the second chakra, maybe. And those are like, and if you notice, a business that lives in the second chakra is like, it's like, Tom's of Maine. It's like a company that's actually, we're gonna actually make a product that doesn't just fuck people, right? And at the first chakra, they're like, why would you do that? You don't make as much money that way. They rationalize it all. It's not like they're conscious of it. It's just like stockbrokers aren't thinking, they're not thinking I'm screwing, everybody on the planet so I can make $1 billion. They just are. It's just the way the world is, because there's not enough consciousness to realize that they could use that exact same energy to change the planet, to make it better. They just can't think. They're not above that level of consciousness. It's a level of consciousness. And so each of these are levels of consciousness. And you can't really even understand the next level of consciousness till you've worked really through that level that you're at. Okay? And so there's, of course, gradations of each one. And as you get up closer that's why Wayne Dyer, he was a first chakra healer, right? He sold millions, hundreds of millions of books to the average Joe. And what's he telling him? You can rise above your pain. You can take responsibility. He was saying that the second level existed. And then he was also tantalizing with some like spiritual, stories that came down from the upper ones. It's like this, not only can you better yourself and you deserve better, and you need to take responsibility for your happiness, and rather than being in battle and blaming and all these things that he was doing, all this stuff, being a no-limit person. A no-limit person, in his mind, is somebody who's achieving at the highest level. Okay? And that's what he taught. And so it takes the people that are just in survival and battling and can't see above the ground, and they're just lifting them up a little bit and say, if you took this course, if you did this, if you meditated more, if you did a little bit more, if you did some yoga, if you ate better, all of a sudden now you can now rise your level of consciousness. You can see more, you have more opportunity, and you take that responsibility. That's the second level. Okay? And so this is a second level school. I get my downloads from 6 and 5. I get those downloads. Like the Temple of Light, we're gonna do it tomorrow. That's freaking like awesome. If I had chakras for that, I could just run a church. Right? Uh-huh. I could just have a church and I would just fill it every day with the Temple of Light.
Yeah.
And people would come in and they would heal and they would transform. And all I'd have to do is just sit at the front and just say, pass around the plate. Right, and that's it. We just keep the doors open that way, that's all I would need to do. But I'm not a sixth level guy, and that's what the saints did. You didn't even talk to them. If you talked to them, you wouldn't even understand them. You would have been like, "This is like an alien." You didn't even talk to them. The saints would just be in a, they'd just hold presence in a building, and all of a sudden, people would walk in and be healed, and they'd walk out and be like, "Ah," right? Because that frequency is that high. But I know. because of what I've, where I am and what I'm, what my energy is here to do, I know that that stuff isn't real for me. I don't get to be a saint this lifetime. Not my goal. But I realize that I am here to know what they thought, like occasionally, like a flash. And then I realizing that that then gets delivered to people when I deliver the message to someone who already is expiring. So what's the third level? Third level is total inner peace, right? No longer being hooked by anything in your life. So the first level is total chaos. You're just barely surviving. You can't get the money together, the life together. Your relationships are a problem. You're doing that. The second level is, okay, I've kind of got a handle on that stuff. And now I just want to find some peace. I've got the summer house, but I never go to it. I've got the house in, right? I got a summer house up on the lake. How often do I fucking go there? Like a few months out of the year. The rest of the time I'm racing around being an idiot. Mike's got a house in Hawaii, right? How often do you go to it? Not enough,
yeah, exactly.
Right? Let's just say that, okay?
Exactly.
Right, so, but that house inside of ourselves, that inner peace inside of ourselves, we know we want it. We can't figure out how to get it because it's not something that our house gives us. Inner peace in a person that's reached the third level is just, they're just unflappable. They're Eckhart Tolle, unflappable. You know, that's how weird the third level looks. Right? We all think, well, I want to be inner peace. I want to have inner peace. Do you want to be like Eckhart Tolle? He does weird. He's so funny. I love that guy. But he's solidly at the third level. You can't hook him. Yeah.
If you're at a lower level, can you have flashes of the? Upper
level? This is what I'm saying. Yes. As a matter of fact, you all are going to have flashes and some of them. I don't have a big fifth chakra. Fifth chakra is where you're literally manifesting. It's like the Sistine Chapel. It's like it's like things literally manifesting. I'm not a huge manifester that way. I use my fifth chakra to talk about my idea, these flashes of unity, those flashes of soul consciousness that come out of the sixth chakra. I don't really get seventh. That's like way, way, way beyond. I don't think anybody gets that stuff. But I get that. I do get occasionally. A lot of third chakra for me. That's why I love the martial arts. That's why I love mastery. A lot of third chakra. I can honestly say that I have experienced the third chakra a lot in my life. But a lot is like, 5 minutes at a time. Like every few years. That's a lot. That's like really like getting it, understanding it. But knowing that I live at this level of striving to be better, to have more inner peace, and to help other people, because I'm a teacher archetype. So my primary archetype is teacher. Who am I supposed to teach? Like Wayne Dyer is supposed to teach the masses. Okay, I'm supposed to teach people that are ready for mystery school. You've done enough work. You've sort of I've been called to something more. You've worked with all these, the Tony Robbinses. You're like, Tony Robbins, total first chakra guy. It's just like, you're fucked up, I'm going to make you less fucked up. And we're going to make it so fucking good. You're going to be there, you're going to be fighting, you're going to be taking on the world. And he moves people up to the striving to be better in their lives. He doesn't move them up to inner peace. Okay, so that's a different type of teacher, right? But he's moving them up there. And I'm like a Tony Robbins of spiritual work, right? So this is sort of like I'm pushing you to look for and find some corner of inner peace in your life. Okay? And you're ready to hear that message. Right? Now, that doesn't mean that all of you are living at the second chakra level. And it doesn't mean that you're not here to deliver your message at the first chakra level. Does that make sense? So those of you that are nurses, in healthcare, that's a first chakra job. And if you're drawn to that, or if you're working in AA, helping people go from chaos and survival to striving for a better life. That's what you're doing. Yeah.
So I have a question. I don't know if you're born into that, whatever level you're going to come into, like
Yeah, yeah. Your soul does this every lifetime. Okay, I mean it's your soul is evolving too. You know, that's why you read the Journey of Souls, where souls are sort of increasing their light through these different sort of choices that they make as well. They're evolving as well to higher level of frequencies and energies that, you know, rather than creating human body and causing trouble for other people, you know, they're making stars and planets and things like that. So they're like, souls evolve as well.
So someone in this class could go to the sixth level?
Nobody's, popular. No. Closest thing we have in the school is Amy. She's pretty consistently at the fourth level.
Wow.
You know, she's kind of made that leap. But here, totally survival at the first level. I mean, she just, you know, like many masters were. They were humble. They had no money. They had nothing. They just you know, prayed, and they just had, but at the, amazingly at the fourth level, you think oh, you're going to love everybody, and they do, but not the way we do when we live in the lower chakras. The lower chakras love you in a relational way, object relational way. Amy loves by nature. She can't stand people. She loves your. She is connected to all of your essences. Not that she can't stand people. It's too intense. Relationships are too intense because she's already connected at that. She's already unified with the field of love, and the field of love doesn't need a relationship anymore. So people that have reached the fourth level don't have relationships. It's weird, right? It's like fourth chakra, right? But when the fourth chakra is actually open, you're beyond relationships. You are love. Love is for people down here in the first couple chakras to procreate, have kids, make it, you know, safety there, you know, and work with somebody to make something better and support each other in finding inner peace and moving up. But even the people in inner peace, they're already starting to sort of very, very limited, you know, sort of like, you know, kind of like going out and drinking and hanging out with friends and stuff like that. At that level, you know, the Eckhart Tolles of the world, they'll do their work, they'll have their relationships, but there's sort of like there's a real intensified focus on the one element of your life, like in the third year where we're talking about that one deliverable you have, that one deliverable is your third level consciousness. When you realize your one deliverable, the third level consciousness person. Like the martial arts master, or the Eckhart Tolle, or anybody who's attained any level of a really high level of mastery, they not only sort of have this unbendable spirit that can't be like you could get angry at them and yell at them or hit them or whatever, and they're just gonna be like, they'll respond to what's happening, but they never take anything personally anymore. It's like they're beyond the personal, and so a person like that is also gonna have. You know, they're not going to have a lot of drama in their relationships. They're going to have relationships that are very much on a spiritual path. Whereas in the second chakra, you know, we're trying to get our partner to come with us. You know, how much more can we go? How much farther can we get this? You know, and through those relationships and through the things we do, we reach some of these levels of fourth chakra consciousness, of universal love in that moment. And it's like, oh my God. So you experience this non-form, you know, sort of emerging. So yes, the answer is that our meditations, all the things we teach you here, what you've got coming off the healing table, you know, waking up at 4 a.m. and having those downloads, those are coming from the upper levels. What you're supposed to do with them is at the lower levels. Everybody in this room is either first or second chakra. Okay, so let's just, I mean, I'm not going to, I was thought, so like, well, who do you think you are? Let's just, you know, and depending upon how much you've battled in your life, if you are battling in your life right now for anything, you're a first chakra person. That means that everything you learn from this course has to go to people. You have to work with people that need to know that there's more than just survival in the world. Because that's what you've worked through, and you consistently work through it. The way you know is because you're still in survival, right? If you're working on money issues and job issues and divorces and things and blah blah, you know, it's like, that's where you're working in your life. That's what you need to be. You know, those are your people. You got to know your people. Okay. And you can see just the way I think those kinds of people you know, and you all are bridging that, right? And so you can, but you know, people like that, you know, look at me, you know, and they're like, that guy's just crazy. What's he talking about? What good would that do? You know, it's like your purpose. I did a course with this guy, Larry Winget, from Larry Winget. He's an author. He's a very popular author with sort of like the very basic, you know, it's like he's like the beer drinking author. He's on Fox Network and does things. And his quote was, purpose is for, what did he say? Purpose is either for rich people or people who don't have a job. Right? Rich, bored people, it's rich, bored people or people that don't have a job. They're the only ones that need a purpose. Everybody else, you got a job, you got your purpose. Right? And that's a first chakra guy. So first chakra guy. You know, they bring him on, and it's, I can't remember what his books, all of his books were like, you're an idiot because you're, you know, something like this. And so of course, Fox Network brings him on to just tell someone that they're an idiot. And it's like right there at the survival base. And there's nothing wrong with Fox Network. It's just, it's like totally, it totally feeds the first chakra survival. It keeps people at the first chakra rather than rising above it. But it's like, but that's why more people watch the Fox Network than any other network. All the other networks combined. So there's like 130 million people a year, a day, or 130 million people a day watch all the networks. 180 million people a day watch the Fox Network. Okay? So just get it. That's the world we live in, right? And that's true. That same thing is true in all countries. The you know, the right wing sort of propaganda, you know, that sort of keep you down and everybody's screwing you and, you know, and we're taking all your money away, but we're going to tell you how good that is for you. You know, that is in every country, in every one of them. And then there's the people that are joking about it and taking, you know, like Stephen Colbert's and the people like that. And it's in every country. It's going on, and more people live in survival, and so they can hear the survival wave. They can hear that. That's why it is, and that's why it's so important that every one of you do something with what we're teaching you, because this higher vibration can take some. There's a lot of those people that don't want to be there, but they don't know anything else, and nobody's ever shown them what a higher vibration looks like. And you've got to do it. It's just like there's no other way. It's got to be done face to face, person to person, and you've got to do it in whatever you're doing. And you can't just go back to your little world and say, well, I'm doing my thing because I'm doing this. You know, you'd be doing that if you were a six-level person. You understand? The six-level person can go into their monastery and pray and the whole world changes. You can't. You're either first level, you got to wrestle someone to the ground to do it, or the second level where you're inspiring them to do something more. That's it. It's you and another person, or you and a group of people. And that's the only way you're going to get your message across. If you think that just changing your consciousness is going to change the world, it won't, because you're not that high level of a person yet. You don't have that kind of frequency. You can download from those frequencies and help these people realize that these are the way, these are, this is this pathway to consciousness is true, and you'll get exactly what you need to help them do that, and the exact time you need it. That's why I hate doing out a class or any PowerPoint until literally the week before class. I mean, there's sort of general stuff that I want to go over, and I do, and Deepak Chopra work, but right now, what I'm doing right now, this is what's happening. This is what it looks like. This is what it looks like to do what you do. I'm inspiring you. I'm doing everything I can to inspire you to meet me at this level of consciousness, hold this level of consciousness, and figure out how it downloads for you, and then you go do your thing with it. That's why I don't, you know, we're not... we're not like a massage school. You're not, you know, the master healer certificate that you get. To me, it's like, it should just be a black scroll. It's like, if you get through here, you'll know what you need to do. Now you just have to make the decision. Right? And the decision's already been made. You just have to stop trying to make a choice. Got a great little video, which I didn't play. Maybe I'll play it tomorrow, of Alan Watts. And he talks about that choice doesn't exist. Choice is when you're fumbling around about what you know you ought to do.
Purpose.
Right? You already know what to do. And when you say, oh, I got to make a choice, all you're doing is not making the choice. Choice is already made. You feel it. You know it. And when you know it, you got to do it. And Carolyn Mace, that's her the basis of everything Carolyn Mace teaches, right? Do what you know you're supposed to do. Don't do what you know you're not supposed to do. That's why I talked about alcohol yesterday. I don't care if you drink alcohol. Drink all you want. Just don't drink it during class because, you know, we want to keep it, the containers strong. But everything you do, you have to know it. You're not going to make a choice around whether you're going to drink alcohol. It's not like, oh God, I should think, what would Reese think? I don't give, it's your soul, your heart, your stomach's telling you whether that's good for you or not. Your body is telling you. And you already know it. And when you make a choice, you're thinking, oh, well, I'm going to make a choice this time, I'll do it. So the conscious choice is, in this moment, everybody's having a glass of wine, it's just like, man, I can taste it. It's so good. I'm going to have that. You know, or it's like, no, why would I do that to myself? I've already, ask and you shall receive. By the time you realize you wanted to taste that wine, you've already experienced it in your body. Why would you then want to put it in there?
So choice is talking yourself out of what you know.
Choice is actually the brain trying to catch up with the body already knows, and then having to have a say about it. You already know what you're supposed to do. You know what's true. You've always known what the truth is. Children know what the truth is. Right? And you know when they're, and they know when they're being naughty. They go. Right? Alright, so I don't even need to use the slides. We just talked about it. I want you to get this. We can talk about some of these specifics of the book, but they're in the book. You want to use that book. You want to look at that book. Because in what I found in that book was some of the things that I had, some experiences that I had had happen to me, that have happened to me, that have made a huge difference in who I know I am, are at these different levels. And being able to recognize that these downloads come from those levels is really important. But to me, the book wasn't about that at all. To me, the book was about, you're going to get all these things. What the fuck are you going to do with them? And are you going to give yourself some massive, massive delusion that you are some sort of spiritual saint that can arise? I'll walk on water. When I was just starting out on this, I mean, it was like I'd taken one class maybe, and then I heard about a Reiki share, a healing share. I was like, I just learned a healing. I'm gonna go try it on these people. And so I went, and the first guy I worked with, and he's just a local guy, and he was like, oh, I'm a Reiki Kahuna Baluna something. I'm like, well, you know. So, and at that time, I was like, well, that's pretty cool. And they did a healing on me, and I was like, I don't even feel anything. And so, I did a chakra balance on him or something, and he sat up, and I said, how was that? He goes, well, and it's just. With a straight face, he said, you know this is my last lifetime. I'm bringing my body with me on this lifetime. So nothing really is higher than what I've already experienced.
Oh, wow.
I was like,
good luck with them.
Do I worship you or do I, you know, call the ambulance? You know? But so many of us are lied to about what spirituality is. And our ego so wants to be special. We did special last, around the third weekend, right? Spirituality can be so super special. You know, I could have made the Temple of Light super re-special, right? It could be the re-special, right? But what do? Once a year, I give it to you. I do it at Awaken, and I do it once a year for you here in class, to give you the piece that you're missing in the seventh chakra. That's it. It's all I get. It's all I'm here to use it for. It was download. You know? And every now and then I create it for myself, or I do something, if there's something really working, something in my family or something, I'll create a space, I'll create it for myself that way. But I don't sit in that all the time. I don't, it's like, it's in me. It's only when I forget it's in me that I create it. You know, if I'm not feeling that, that's just the soul light itself. It's the Christ light. And I got it, and I got it, when I got it was when I had this, you know, this total, I had my coming to Jesus moment. I didn't even know that, you know, that Jesus was a fish. I didn't even know that. I had this dream that was like, you know, this rainbow fish. You know, it was just like I was fishing. I was fishing off somebody's porch. I was like, I'm fishing, fly fishing. And I catch this huge rainbow trout, like with real rainbows going through it, swimming down the street in the air. And I'm on a porch with a fly rod, and I'm like, man, I'm catching that thing. And I hook it and I reel it in. And as I grab it, it becomes a sheep. This lamb.
Oh wow.
And it just goes right inside of me, like, what is happening here? I knew nothing about Jesus being the sheep. I knew nothing about Jesus being the fish. Knew nothing about the rainbow or anything. I was a brand new beginner in all this work. And had never read the Bible, never knew any of that sort of stuff. But it changed my life forever. Forever. Because it was the experience of the Christ light. It wasn't an idea. It wasn't a thought. It wasn't somebody telling me you ought to read this and do that and worship this way. That's what Jesus was to me. That's what the books are talking about. Nobody can tell you what Jesus is. Nobody. Nobody can tell you what the Christ light is. Nobody. There's no book, there's no scripture, there's no teacher that can do it for you. I can't do it for you. I can just tell you.
Does it make sense that you spent your whole childhood fishing?
Of course. I'm right. And casting into the abyss, right? And trying to pull out the soul. Yeah, and I did it, and it was ultimately the thing that started changing everything. Because the reason it happened was I had just had an experience with someone who had you know, idiot boyfriend who was constantly going over to India, you know, thinking he was becoming more spiritual. He's a channeler, and he's picking up all of these evil negative forces and bringing them back and installing them in his girlfriend. And so I'm like pulling the shit out of her, and it's like, it's horrible, it's smelly, and I'm like, and I'm just a beginner healer, and I'm pulling stuff out that's like, it's like, it's way beyond my pay grade, okay? And I'm like, I don't even know what to do. Am I, you know, how do I even help this person? How do I even help me? And is this, if this level of evil exists in the world, is anybody safe? And that was the night I had this dream. And then it's like, we're all safe. Until we lose our consciousness. And when we lose our consciousness, we lose our ability to be full of ourselves. And then anything can move into town. Right? And then I was able to see that in my teacher, and I was realizing she never talks about, she definitely says if you're doing certain types of healings, put on the gloves, but she's never talking about protect yourself, watch out for the demons, get that thing off of you, do it, you know, like scaring the fuck out of people. She's just like, do this. Fill yourself with yourself and nothing gets in there, and you do your work. And you stop complaining about shit and you just get out there and you do your work. And you know what your work is because you can feel it. Not because someone's told you or you rationalized or you figured it out. So now your guidance to do your work comes from these higher levels. And so if you're not spending time in the theta or gamma state, you're not going to really get this stuff. You've got to alter your state. You've got to figure out how to alter your state to get these downloads. Does that make sense? Everybody get this? So this book is about, one, recognizing however you grew up, that's where you live. You know, the saints, and I really believe that, I mean, Amy could make it. But people at the lower two levels have too much karma to become a saint. Karma is rejection. Karma is just straight out No. Life happens and you go, no. Everybody here, think about how many times life happened and you said no. Saints didn't do that. They took the punishment. They accepted it for what it was. They didn't build the karma. They didn't resist anything. They said, this is what it is. This is what I accept. It doesn't mean that they didn't go through the suffering. It didn't mean that they didn't have to dodge and, you know, not get stabbed or killed or whatever they were doing or tortured or whatever was happening. Because even early on as children, they were interested, like all children are, to spirituality, but they didn't buy the story. Right? They didn't have that within them. They were too gentle. They were the lamb. Right? They were too gentle. They couldn't say no. They didn't have it, they don't have the wiring. And so they go through the same things everybody else does, but they didn't build the karma. Which you're strong enough to say, screw you, and the horse you rode in on. And when you did that to life, to people, to you, you made the vows, you did these things, right? You create a block. It's like now you work through that stuff. Now you've created enough karma that's you working through. And by the way, that's the natural state of the human brain. The human brain is not for anything, it's against everything. And the heart is for, and the soul is for. And so the saint is just someone who was wired more to feel their heart than their brain. But on this planet, it's like the brain is just way, way too powerful. And so we're evolving, we actually have to evolve through evolving the neurons in the brain. Right? We have to, right down to the first chakra level, first and second chakra level, we have to manage our emotions and literally transform. And so this is why miracle healings for us, miracle healings aren't having somebody be happier. Miracle healings have to do with cells regenerating, having to do with spines, you know, somebody meditating and creating a new world. That's what a miracle is for us. A miracle for a higher level person is just the next level of awareness of this of realizing, of navigating other dimensions of consciousness, all of them, you know, the many universes. They're moving through those. Is everybody with me? Okay, so this is what this book is talking about. So tell me, what stood out for you? What was something that just anything from the book that was like, yeah?
You got like 5-6 minutes to wrap, and we got to kind of keep it, because then you're going to be really, you got another thing to do, so.
5 or 6 minutes to wrap, and then?
And then this was on the agenda, how to know God is on the agenda for when you come back here to us.
Oh, this wasn't it?
Well, no. You were
what was I supposed to do first?
Share with your feelings, but this is perfect. This is perfect.
All right, so when I come back, we'll share our feelings.
Okay. We'll jump into that. I mean, we definitely want you to do the lineup.
Yep. Okay. And we'll okay. So, I want you to be honest, and I want you to stand up if you think if you're here to work with people at the first level. Just stand up. Just stand up if you're here. If you're living in survival right now, in any way, that's a very good indication of that. Okay, Martha, stand up.
Is there
going to
be another choice?
Yeah, there's another choice. Yeah, we're going to work our way up. What? Is the striving, but stand up. Yeah, because even though you're helping people sort of find more inner peace and that, you're also, you know, you're here to help people, you know, just that are totally in the trench, in the dirt. Right, and you struggle with all that stuff yourself. What you struggle with in your life is what you can then speak to, okay? And that's it's okay. You stand up too.
Okay.
Come on, love this. Yeah.
Can we do both?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, all of you are at the second, all of you, you wouldn't be here, you wouldn't really hear what I'm saying if you weren't at the second level. But we're talking about when you get what I'm saying, who are you going to help? You know? Who are you here to deliver? This is what I want. I want you to understand that your brain is saying, eventually everybody I know is going to be so spiritual and so enlightened, and I'll just be, we'll just be an enlightened party. It's not. You're being sent the information you need through your enlightenment to go back and help the people that were where you were not long ago. Yeah.
I have a question. I'm here right now, but I want to be yuckiness with
some. So keep in mind, I'm not saying where you personally are.
I know.
Okay. Okay. I'm saying where you're, this is where you're here to do your work. These are your people. Your people are that. You know, if you're in finances, if you're in, you know, whatever it is, there's something you're here to do, you know, with that. You're here, you know, with groups. You're like, I work with groups that are I'm waking them up. You're giving people often their first wake up call. Okay? All right, not their 100th. All right, you're ready to do that. Okay, so go ahead and sit down. And now, how many of you think you're? How many are, you know, feel like you're here to work with people at the second level?
Describe,
go ahead and stand up.
Describe that a little more.
So the second level is what I'm doing here. This is what. So I am. I'm taking you. So this school. You have to have already moved beyond survival, right? You don't need a therapy group, right? You're coping with your life, and now you know there's more. And so I'm ready to take people that are coping to no limits. That's why I love Wayne Dyer's work. That's why I always use that book at the beginning. It's like you're either neurotic, normal, or no limits, right? There's no variations in between. And neurotic and normal are the same person, right? Okay, so the normal person is the outside Villette, right? Outside the insane asylum. So normal is that. No limits is anything goes. So I'm at that level where I've found that my teaching, and that was the same thing in coaching and tennis. I've always been, the people that come to me are the ones that are looking for that next little bit. They don't know what it is. They want to have more peace in what they do. Okay. And so the second level is where you're really working with people. You know, you're going to be working with people that are like, okay, just help me get to this next level. I'm almost there. They think they're almost at inner peace, okay? And they don't realize it's four more lifetimes. But it's, you know, they're working toward that, okay? So I would say. No, that's, you definitely want, I mean, you're, with the, you've got the strongest, in this group, let me just take another look. You and Martha. So, when Eckhart Tolle talks about the pain body, the pain body, the people that'll do the most in the world are the ones with the strongest pain bodies. But the pain body lives at the first chakra, where people have real pain. And when you work through your pain, you're willing to be bigger than your pain. You can teach those people, because the more pain you have in your pain body, the higher you get to, it's like the lower self. The more energy you have in the lower self, the higher you can reach. And what'll happen is that when you work through that, those are your people, because you're not afraid of their pain, right? So that's really, I mean, you can go back to the AAs. You can go back to these, you know, to the people in the world that are just like, you know, the repressed.
I'm so tired of it.
But that's the thing. You're tired of it because you don't know who you are yet. You haven't caught that yet. You haven't realized that you're not trying to fix them. Right? It's that you naturally just. You know, you've got apartments, right? You're like putting people, you're making them safe in the world, right? Right, but you've lost it because this idea that I'm going to be spiritual, I'm going to be, life will be, everybody will be happy and fine. No, I'm here to be a landlord. Landlords couldn't be any more. So like, let's make sure everybody's got a house, a roof over their head. Right? And I'm going to deal with the structure and the problem and the this of life. Right? And a therapist too, right? So you know, and now you're dealing. Nobody comes in because they're not fucked up. Right? It's like, my life is a mess. Boom, right down at the bottom of the first chakra. And you're like, okay, let's start. Step one, what's your name? Do you remember what your name is? You know, that, so it's step at a time. So, yeah. Okay, so I want you to be really careful, you know, that, you know, of who your people are. Because when you, if you're going to run a business, you got to make sure your marketing is to those people. You got to make sure that your message is to those people. Right, everything. If you're at that second level, you know you're doing it. Now, why second level for you two? You were here for the first one too, right?
That's why I was.
It's like halfway between.
Halfway in between.
Okay.
Where I feel like I wake some people, but I'm also looking for people that already have a little bit. Like even the nurses, people that are drawn to me,
yep.
Know a little bit. They have a little bit, and they're, but they're looking for more. And
right.
And just that inspiring piece more than. Yeah. Being the one that's picking them up and carrying them along. It's so, like, are you ready to go? Let's go.
So, but
I don't know.
So I want you to be, so this is a good example. You know, Wayne Dyer could come in and talk to the same nurses.
Right.
Right? And he's supposedly like the super guru master. He's just a guy who figured out some cool shit and felt it in himself and studied it. But he's going to bring it down to people that really need to take responsibility in their lives. That was his whole thing. It's like, be responsible for your life. And it's crazy, that guy with Larry Winget, that's his whole tagline. Be responsible for your life, right? Quit complaining, you whiny bastard, or whatever. It's not that he's not asking them to get to inner peace, or these higher levels, or this consciousness and meditation, things like that. It's that those are the people that will listen to him. That's what you're after.
Right.
There are going to be people that can hear you. And if you get in the wrong group, they can't hear you.
Right.
And so you just, and you start recognizing. You know, who are those people? So that's fine. Anybody feel like they're working, like they're ready to work with people at the third level? And actually, you're pretty close, right? Because third level can be the martial arts masters, right? And Martha's got some judo moves, boy. thank you.
Yeah,
third, and actually the. You know, the really strong, like the stronger your ego is, the stronger your energy is, you know, the more likely you are to be able to be that unbendable, non-negotiable at the third level. So it takes an incredible will to be able to get to that, level, okay? And, but if you're at the third level, working with people at the third level is, oh, we're done, okay. All right. So I did my 6 minutes. Plus. All right. Well, anyway. All right. So. But I want you. I just want you to also just like. This isn't. There's no. The thing about spiritual work, is that, it's not about whether you're good or bad, right? I think everybody in here is gonna download, and I want you to be really aware of where you get these downloads from. Like when you were reading that book, how many? Everybody saw some of those things that happened. Those things that sort of manifested out of nowhere. The deep inner peace that happens. The total what does he call the fourth chakra? It's like acceptance or something. It's just like
peace.
It's like no, peace is second chakra. It's like
surrender or acceptance.
Yeah, it's like a surrendered something. Anyway, you'll feel all those things, and you've got to be really clear when you're doing your meditations. When you get the download, or you listen to the crystal bowls, and you have that feeling that the bowl plays, where is it coming from? Okay, and sort of like, what level is that coming from? And then don't pretend that it's making you more spiritual. You're already the Buddha. There's nowhere for you to go. You're just clearing away all the stupid rules, all the brain rules that you were given. You already are Jesus. Okay, you're already that. You've just covered it up with so much crap. And so each of these experiences you have let you realize, you know, Jesus was a first chakra guy, right? He was walking around the streets, you know, barefoot. I'm like, hey, what do you think? Standing up on a box talking to three people. I thought, oh God, I was What was I just watching? Oh my God, a great movie, Van Gogh. The new Van Gogh movie. What a... No, no, no. That's a museum. That's a cool thing. No, there's a movie. There's a movie. All right. Anyway, but in it, he's having this conversation with a priest, and he says, and he was talking about Jesus, and he said, yeah, you know, the reality is that nobody knew Jesus died. It was 50 years later when they found there was like somebody found a record of it. There was all the whole story was just made up from a record of this guy who happened to be a prophet who then was on all this other shit didn't happen.
Right.
Right? There was just, nobody even knew about Jesus. Nobody was like, oh, Jesus is changing the world. Jesus is doing this. Nobody knew him. It was just like they found some information about this guy who had these crazy ideas, and they put him up for it. So it's like, and I don't want to mess with your religion, but it was such a powerful sort of like the whole thing was like he lived that. He was a guy. Now Van Gogh, one of the most famous.
Right.
Painters in the world, never sold a painting in his entire life.
Right. Yeah.
His brother was the only one who ever bought a painting from him. He died a completely, he had nothing in his entire life. All he had was nature. And he saw God in nature, and that's what he painted.
Yeah. Oh,
and that was all he had. He had nothing.
Yeah.
And he basically said, when he was put in the insane asylum, he said, if you don't let me paint, I'll die.
How old was he when he died?
38.
Didn't he die from blood poisoning?
No, I don't think so. And the ear wasn't to the girlfriend. It was to who was the great painter? He had one friend. Gauguin. Gauguin was his one friend. And the ear was, they had an argument, and he was like trying to, in a kind of crazy way.
Yes.
So. Anyway, we gotta go.
Yeah, we are.
And where are we going to lunch?
So yeah, we're gonna do lunch, and then you're going over. Oh, you got lunch too.
I'm going to lunch with the grads.
So let's be back here at like 1:35, guys. Give us a little split the difference of the 10 minutes.
1:35.
Okay. Yeah.
1:35.
Thank you.
Their cards.